is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Joseph Umar. And we go immediately to reporting on the Americas. This is Indigenous Peoples Day, the Biden administration celebrating, a.k.a. Columbus Day, the discovery of the Americas in the late 15th century. But now, all these centuries later, with the iterations of nationality that we've witnessed, certainly in the last 250 years since America's organization breaking away from Europe, and in the course of those 250 years, Latin America breaking away from its colonial attachments to Europe, Spain and Portugal and France, etc. We come now to the opinion of democracy, republics, transparency in the 21st century. And The Economist magazine, since 1995, has published a poll each year reporting on the opinion of Latin America, the Latino barometer, about governments and how they fare. The surprise, according to The Economist, who've been following this for 25, 26 years, is less than half of Latin Americans are committed Democrats. A growing number are indifferent towards their country's political regime. Joseph, a very good evening to you. This illustrates what we've been talking about, the puzzle we've had for some time about this apparent organization by bad actors, starting with Caracas, but extending into other capitals. Managua's mentioned, Havana certainly, perhaps Lima. But the bad actors are possible because the people of Latin America have grown worried about democracy. And this poll says there's a growing number prepared to accept elected caudillos. What is a caudillo? What does that mean to the 21st century? I know in romantic literature, it's about strong men back in the early colonial days, 19th and early 20th century. What is it today? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Well, it still very much means the strong man or the strong figure as it's presented. There is obviously always a reference or at least a memory to the period of military dictatorships in Latin America during the mid-20th century. But it doesn't necessarily mean just military dictatorship. It just means a strong man, someone that presents and asserts their authority inside a country. And, John, what we're seeing in that poll, and let me just say by this is a very serious poll that I often refer to in a lot of my studies and lectures, which is a polling NGO from Chile called Latino Barometer, who's been doing polling on democracy in Latin America for 25, 26 years. And what really stuck out to me in the poll is that, yes, there's a decline in Latin Americans that are no longer looking at democracy with a favorable opinion. Matter of fact, it says that the numbers went down from 79% in 2013 to down to 63% in Latin America that think democracy is the best system of governance. And only 49%, so about half, less than half of the people in Latin America have it as their preferred form of government. But the interesting thing is that doesn't mean they're necessarily running to authoritarianism. Because in the same poll, it mentions that only 13% of Latin America prefers a more authoritarian model, perhaps one that's evident in places like Venezuela or Nicaragua or exported from places like Russia and China. So what it shows to me really, John, is confusion in Latin America, confusion about democracy, confusion about the trajectory of the region, the uncertainty about the way that they're being governed. And I think that what the caudillo kind of represents in modern context, beyond being a strong man or a strong woman, it also represents this form of ability to take care of the people in the country. And that's why I think that some of the newer politicians that are coming up, beyond being loud and having a little bit more of a theatric appeal, they are also individuals that speak loudly about patriotism and about the future of the country and the people from a nationalistic point of view.
I want to break inside the statistics here to ask about particular countries at the extremes, at the favor democracy and the moving away from democracy. Let us start with the moving away democracy. Is it significant in your understanding that Honduras is the bottom country when it comes to not trusting democracy. I add in that Guatemala, Panama are also in there, but the most movement towards away from democracy has happened in Honduras. Is that significant?
I think that's significant. And what we see in Central America, and particularly in the Northern Triangle countries in Central America, Honduras, Salvador, and Guatemala, is we see a longstanding period of weak institutions. Those countries have never really had very strong institutions. They've always been heavily plagued by corruption. And in recent years, some of those corruption cases have made very public scandals, including to the point where you have former presidents that have been incarcerated, or relatives of current presidents that have been accused and convicted of drug trafficking. So that's all played a big, significant role in diminishing people's perceptions on democracy, because when they think of democracy, they think of institutions, they think of the government, and if that's corrupt, then that diminishes your perception. You also have cases like El Salvador, where you have a very populist figure like the President Bukele, but also a presidential figure with authoritarian tendencies, and I think the Salvadorians are now waking up to that. So I think it's significant, but it's also kind of expected in the sense that these are some of the smaller countries with weaker institutions in the region.
And positively, Uruguay is at the top for trusting democracy. I do not have a bank of knowledge about Uruguay. What explains this, Joseph?
We have countries like Uruguay, Costa Rica, I say even Chile fits in that category, where the democracies are consolidated because those institutions are reputable. They have countries that didn't have high levels of corruption that were at least made public. They also are countries that have relative economic stability and growth and have respected economic and political freedoms inside the countries. But the time we're living in today, John, in 2021, is even the strongest democracies in the region, such as Uruguay or Chile or Costa Rica, are also under an assault. We've seen this clearly in Chile. In Chile, we're seeing that even a country that has strong institutions, decades of economic growth, decades of political freedom and democracy, is now running towards tremendous amounts of instability with protests and violence and vandalism, to the point that their constitution is now being debated to be discussed and potentially changed. So even the strongest democratic countries are also vulnerable to these kind of assaults. And I think that's an important lesson to take in consideration.
Now, moving to the Caudillo, the strongman side, it's surprising to me Mexico. In 2018, Mexico was only about 10% of the population thinks that in certain circumstances, an authoritarian government can be preferable to a democracy, end quote. That's the question that's asked. In 2018, if I read this correctly, there was a little more than 10% of the population. But here in 2020, during the pandemic, more than 20% of the population. Now, is that an understanding that AMLO represents a strong man, an authoritarian, because he's not conducting himself since the midterm election. He's been very careful.
Yeah, John, I think what we see in these big countries, Brazil, Mexico, and I actually include Argentina in that as well. I think what we're seeing there and why you have a kind of a diminishing perception of democracy is the high levels of corruption. Kind of to juxtapose it to what we just talked about with countries like Uruguay, Costa Rica, and Chile, no doubt there's corruption in those countries as well, but they're not at a high level and they haven't been publicly exposed in the way that they have been in other countries. I mean, in Brazil, we're talking about a country that had probably the biggest public corruption scandal in the region's history, the Odebrecht public scandal. Argentina constantly having corruption scandals tied to their politicians, most notably the former president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. And even AMLO has had many public corruption scandals erupt inside his country, and that's compounded from the former public corruption cases that have existed under previous governments. So in these big countries, the high levels of corruption, the lack of confidence in those institutions to deal with that corruption, I think is leading to a declining perception on how strong their democracies can be. But I don't necessarily see that going towards authoritarianism, at least not for right now. But it's certainly going to a place where they're looking for alternatives. And I think we have two different alternatives. You have President Bolsonaro, who is an anti-establishment candidate, but more from the right in Brazil. And then you have Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's an anti-establishment candidate, but more to the left in Mexico. But the common denominator is that they are anti-establishment, and they did speak against the status quo inside their countries. And that's a popular message in countries that have big doubts on the institutions in their country.
Do you see the pandemic in this polls, Joseph? Because that could distort everything about responses to democracy. The disappointment that democracy was not adequate to defend the population from the virus.
No, I definitely think it's undeniable that the has weakened democracies worldwide, and I think Latin America is no exception to that. So I think that's definitely something that's played a case. I think the economies also play a big part in these type of perceptions by populations in Latin America. Latin America is perhaps the region worst affected by the pandemic in terms of its economic decline. You know, upwards of 9% of the region's GDP was shrunk in 2020. So now they're on a recovery in 2021. But I think, you know, by the time that they were taking this poll in Latino Barometer, perhaps those perceptions haven't changed. But the only optimistic that I have about this, John, are two things, as I mentioned. One is, yes, it's concerning that Latin America is declining in its favorability of democracy, but the poll also shows that they're not necessarily running to authoritarianism. The support for authoritarian governments is still very low at 13%. And I think that's because they have examples like Venezuela and Cuba and Nicaragua where they say, we definitely don't want that as well. And two, even though China is making a huge play in Latin America and has become a major trade partner of many countries, particularly in South America, it doesn't seem like the public perception is necessarily on their side. 64% of the region still thinks the United States is the preferential trade partner. And they do have a rising negative perception on Chinese trade, which I think is good in the sense of geopolitics and great power competition in the region.
The saddest part of the poll for me is to see that more than 60% of the population in Venezuela still find democracy preferable. That isn't because of the expression of democracy right now with Mr. Maduro. That's because they yearn to get back to where they were in 2013. We turn next to the question of Venezuela. Joseph has a revelation about Venezuela arms and bad actors. This is CBS Eye on the World with the New World Report with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.